Now, next, how the work of a small charity has caught the attention of the NHS and could be introduced nationwide. Kissing It Better already attracts dozens of children and students studying vocational courses such as health and social care and beauty. They're bringing poetry, music and pampering to people in 40 hospitals, care homes and GPs' surgeries. The idea is to help communities stay really connected with people who are older or unwell. Well, our disability reporter Carolyn Atkinson has been to the Jack Simpson Care Home in Exeter, where she met the director of Kissing It Better and also local students from Exeter School Choir who were singing for 90-year-old Morris, who was actually in that same choir when he was aged 8.
What should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do with a drunken sailor? What should we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning?
Morris, you were at Exeter School and now you've met the young ones from Exeter School 2014.
Yes. A long time ago, isn't it? 82. 8 year old.
How old are you boys?
I'm 10.
And I'm 11.
I was confirmed in the chapel.
You were confirmed in the chapel?
Yeah.
And then you sang in the chapel?
Yes.
The chapel's really lovely to sing in because it's just got such lovely sounds.
On choir practice, we used to sing, all sing in the choir, and we used to edge our way towards the door.
We engage with music students who come in and sing, English students who come in and read poetry. And what we find is it works well by engaging with colleges and schools. We have a sustainable model that means that they come in year after year and the numbers grow.
I'm called Peggy Smith.
My name's Suzanne.
I shall be 88 this year.
And you love poetry and you write your own poetry. And what relationship have you got going with Simon now?
Oh, I wish. He's just a very friendly young man from the university. And he comes on a Sunday, voluntary. We don't make him.
You just lock the doors and he's not allowed out.
Yes, yes.
No escape.
And he said he's coming back.
Should we have a bit of poetry? We like Wordsworth, don't we? A bit of the daffodils. Yes. As lonely as a clown.
Yes, we know that one. Everyone knows that one.
Yeah.
I wandered lonely as a cloud.
That floats on high. And all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils.
Beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze. Continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way, they stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay.
What do you get out of meeting younger children who come in and just basically spend time with you, don't they?
Oh, yes, they make us feel young. We love meeting younger people.
They make you feel better. You know, you suddenly feel happier.
Well, I love coming because I like hearing what their childhood was like.
There needs to be a value both ways for people to want it to continue because it's an effort to come in. It's an effort to organise these things. But if the teachers know or parents know or whatever that there's a real value being gained from the young people, from learning and extending their knowledge of all sorts of conditions. A simple understanding of dementia, of strokes, will hold them in such good stead as they get older.
I'm Anna Rawls and I work at Exeter College. I'm a health and social care lecturer. We teach them the much needed theory and the knowledge that they can get in the classroom that they need. But working with Kissing It Better provides a different level of structure and it helps students, whether they're beauty students, health and social care students, it helps them to link the theory that they learn in the classroom to the practice that is very much needed in the workplace.
The next song I'm going to be singing is called The Barley Mow, and if you want to join in, you're very welcome to.
Here's good luck to the Draymond, good luck to the Barley Mow, jolly good luck to the Draymond.
Read one of mine, Simon.
Shall we?
You read what? I can't.
Shall I read the one that you wrote me?
Yes.
On Sunday, Simon comes to read a poem or two. I try to copy some, but it's very hard to do. The poems are so nice, and some are quite sad.
Here's good luck, good luck, good luck to the barley mow.
I love the way that they listen and sit back and really, really enjoy it and look forward to the next time you come.
It's a pleasure meeting you, and just lovely to be here, so thank you.
I've enjoyed meeting you.
Yeah, and you.
Thank you.
And you, lads. See you again.
Very
very soon.
I hope it's very soon.
We enjoy it every time we're here. We've just got big smiles on our faces and we sing our hearts out, so it's lovely.
Sing cuckoo, yeah, we're blessed after lum, love after cavicoo.
I want to take this model everywhere. I'm absolutely passionate about the simplicity of it in many ways, that you can engage with schools who are so keen to come in and, as you saw, make such a difference. And I was delighted last week that I did present to the patient experience team of NHS England. They are looking at a formal evaluation to see how it can work, hopefully on a bigger scale.
I'm Kath Evans and I'm Head of Patient Experience at NHS England. We'd really like to formally evaluate this, so we've got some clear evidence utilising the narratives and the richness of data that we're actually gathering about the way that this is improving experiences of care, not just for patients but also for staff as well, so that we can share that with trust boards and with GP groups and care homes so that we can spread this wonderful innovation.
Some people would say people are very ill in hospitals. Why on earth would they want small children running around, singing, you know, being noisy when actually all they need is rest and peace and quiet?
It's amazing how a choir, a piece of poetry can really transform a clinical environment. It's about us using these situations wisely, and wise clinical staff will know when to do that.
I remember on one occasion approaching a family around the bedside. A lady was about 90, I would think, and asked if they would mind if we read some poems. And they said, oh, no, please, you know, maybe my mother will hear what you're saying. And I said, well, would you mind if I read The Daffodils by Wordsworth? It seems to be something that resonates with many older people. And they said, please, and I read it.
I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on higher vales and hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils.
And I, as I read it to her, I saw that something was happening. But she didn't open her eyes, but there was something about her that seemed to me that she was responding. And at the end of it, she pulled her hands away gently from her son and from her granddaughter, and with her eyes still shut, she just clapped above her head. And the son said to me, my mother's just given you the equivalent of a standing ovation. And I said, not me, Wordsworth. And I looked at his mother and I said, did you learn that at school? And she half smiled. And I think what the poetry does is it takes her back to a time and a place that's happy. And she's remembering that. At least that's what I like to think and what I firmly believe.
And then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils.
That was the Exeter School Choir, and before that you heard Jill Fraser from the Kissing It Better charity.